can only imagine.
On behalf of the elders and the members of the Jennings Road Church of Christ, I want to extend my deepest sympathies to the family and friends of Stuart. He will be missed. The 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Stuart loved wearing Hawaiian shirts, especially on Easter. He loved wearing his Peyton Manning Indianapolis Colts jersey. But I'm telling you right now, he is bummed because in heaven, there's only Steelers jerseys. The man loved food, and food loved him, sometimes too much. He was bragging to me this past Sunday about how much weight he had lost. He said gallbladder problems was the best way to lose weight and the worst way to lose weight, all wrapped into one. Stuart loved to cook. Ren days won't be the same without him smoking something or another and trying to kill me in the process. I made the mistake one time of allowing him to hand me a chicken wing without confirming the radioactivity of it. It literally burned my entire lower intestines away. I coughed and melted paint on a car. It was the worst. What did Stuart do with my misery? Laughed so hard he cried. He had a distinctive laugh, didn't he? That, or the Scooby-Doo sounds, or the grunts of a caveman. He just loved to laugh and make you laugh. He loved being a veteran of the Navy, so much so that you may not know this, but we had busted pipes in the church yesterday during calling hours. Part of our floor was absolutely flooded. Only Stuart, being in the Navy, could be buried at sea inside of a building. He was destined to be in the service in grade school at the height of Rambo. No one called him Stu. His classmates called him Stubo because he was all military all the time. When my son became a Marine, I thank Stuart for being part of Josh's chauffeur service. Anybody in the military gets that. In truth, Stuart immediately became my son's biggest cheerleader and constantly prayed for my son and checked up on him. Today in our service, someone that served with Stuart in the Navy is going to come and share a little bit about his experience with Stuart. So Sean, would you come on up? Right up here.
Good morning. My name is Sean Porch. I served with Stu in the Navy. We were stationed together at Bethesda, Maryland at Naval National Medical Center. And how Stu and I met, we beat the heck out of each other. We were standing around, me and another gentleman were sparring, doing some martial arts. And Stu walked up, hey, I want to do this. I said, do you have any experience? He was like, doesn't matter. I said, okay. So we sparred a little bit, and he hit me so hard. I've never, almost never been hit that hard again. Out on my feet, and I said, okay, this is how it's going to go. If you get mad, stop, take a timeout. I literally knocked him out. He got back up on his feet, smiled and said, screw this. And we've been best friends ever since. Stu, I'm trying to get through this, is the biggest persona, kindest person. I mean, he put off this vibe that he's big and tough and mean and likes to pinch you in the arm and poke you in the ribs. And the truth is, Stu would do anything for you, anytime, anywhere. He got the pleasure of coming down and meeting my entire family at my wedding. And it's unfortunate that I get to meet all of you at his funeral. I love him. I miss him.
If Stuart saw you in Walmart, you knew what was coming next. Your name, loudly, extremely loudly. He did everything loudly. He rooted for the Buckeyes loudly. So I think in his honor, we should too. O-H?
And
security, if you would. That's why I'm wearing one of his jerseys in his honor. The man loved his puppies, especially Oscar. That bulldog and Stuart looked alike. They slobbered alike. And they smelled alike. Stuart had three kids that all graduated from Crestview, and it was a common sight to see him at athletic events, especially this year as a coach for Olivia's soccer team. For the longest time, he was a Convoy resident who lived by the school, and I used to call him Mr. Convoy. Speaking of Mr. Convoy, at this time, Mike Saylor is going to come and share some thoughts.
Man, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Thank you, Jamie, for letting me come up this morning and talk a little bit about our friend Stuart. And Stuart, if anything, he was consistent. You know, I knew Stuart from Crestview, and the 15 years or so that I knew Stuart, he was always consistent. Stuart and Jamie were getting married, and Dave was smart enough to bail off of that for whatever reason. I didn't even know Dave at the time, and I did know Stuart because of Crestview, and he came to me and he goes, Mike, would you do our wedding? I said, all right, I'll do it. So ever since then, right, for now the almost 14 years now, Stuart was so consistent, he would, every time he would see me, Mike, you ruined my life. You know, and I've been thinking about that a lot these last couple days, because, I mean, every time he would say that, and then he would work himself around and the Stuart bear hug, and he would... There are not many people that get this body up off the ground, but Stuart would. He would grab me from behind and pull me up like that, and it's like it was like a quick trip to the chiropractor, pop every vertebrae in my spine. You know, he would do that. He was so consistent, and I was thinking about how he always greeted me like that. Mike, you ruined my life, and I realized, and I just said that to Jamie a little bit ago, that I really got to know Dave through Stuart. Stuart, you ruined my life, because now I know. It's funny, Deanna is cheering a lot of us on that show. So, you know, Stuart just, he was so consistent. Now, I'm a pastor, and I serve over in Convoy at Redeemer Lutheran. And over the years, when Stuart and I ran into each other, whether it was Walmart or whatever, after the hug and after the joke, you know, he had a repertoire of one joke. That was it. Mike, you ruined my life. Every single time, and this I want to talk to you about how consistent Stuart is. Every single time, he would talk to me about you guys, about Jamie, about the kids, and how frustrated he was with himself. I'm a pastor. I do a lot of funerals. I don't like funerals where it's all fake. And you talk about the deceased as if they were a saint. I like to be honest. Stuart consistently, over the years that I knew him, was honest with me. He never complained about you guys. He was never critical about Jamie or the kids. He was always frustrated with himself, with his bad reaction to a situation, with his raising his voice and getting angry. Those are the things that he would talk to me about every single time he saw me. We would talk about how he was doing with his relationships with his family, with his relationship with Jamie, with his relationship with God. And he was so frustrated with himself when he would reflect on his life and realize, man, I blew my top and I yelled and I screamed and that hurt Jamie, that hurt them, and I don't want to be like that. It mattered. It's important for you guys to know how much that mattered, that when Stuart did those kinds of things, when he was human, right? He recognized that's not what he wanted to be. That's not what he wanted to do. That's not what God wanted him to do. And every time over the years, I had those conversations with Stuart. We never talked about, you know, the Colts. I'm a big Colts fan, but we never talked about the Colts. I mean, we never, every once in a while, we would talk about barbecue. That's true. And he, when I would go, the only reason I would even dare to go to Wren is because Stuart was down there. Otherwise, I'm from Convoy. I don't want anything to do with that place. No offense. I don't care. But Stuart, he would feed me the good stuff, Dave, so you can have the radioactive chicken wings. He would feed me the meatloaf and all that other stuff that he made. But Stuart was consistent. He recognized how he would fall short, and he grieved over it. And I can say he repented over it every time. And he kept repenting over it. And as I thought about it these past days, as I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head about over what's happened here, it's really not sunk in yet. But as I thought about Stuart and our relationship over the years, he simply was honest with me. And it reminded me of the words of St. Paul from Romans chapter 7. Yeah, I'm his friend, but I'm also a pastor, so you get this too. Paul talks about his own frustration with himself and how he knows the good things that God wants him to do and the way that God wants Paul to be, and he wants to do that, and yet he does the very opposite. The good that he wants to do, he doesn't do, he says. And Paul writes in Romans chapter 7, it's the things that I don't want to do, those are the very things that I do. And Paul, he speaks this truth of every single Christian. Stuart, Jamie, me, Dave, all of us. We have inside of us two natures. We have this sin nature that has a tendency to take control of our lives. God, by his grace, gives us this new nature that says yes to Jesus, that believes in the message of Christ coming to rescue us from our sin. We have these two natures inside us. And Stuart struggled with being the person and doing the things that God wanted him to do. And he recognized it and he saw it. Every single one of us has that problem. Stuart had the courage to be honest about it. So many of us Christians, we just want to fake it or try to ignore it. Stuart was a brave and courageous man. And St. Paul talks about his own frustration and his own struggle. It ends with one thing. As consistent as Stuart was in his life, that reflects the consistency and the mercy of God, of Jesus. Because Paul finally would say in Romans chapter 7, who's going to rescue me from this body of death? Who's going to rescue me from this sin that I continually step into? Who's going to rescue me? You know the answer. But thanks be to God, Paul says, I am rescued. He brings me out of this through Jesus Christ, my Lord. And that's what I offer to you this morning. It doesn't make any sense what's happened this week. We can't begin to explain it. I'm not going to try to explain it. This is what I know, that Jesus is consistent. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, is what the Scripture tells us. It is Jesus who brings us through the struggles of this life and brings us into eternal life, where Stuart is right now. I know exactly where Stuart is, and I seriously, theological debate with Dave, pretty sure it's not Steelers jerseys up there, but Stuart knows the truth, and the truth has set him free. It's Jesus, my friends, that we hold on to now. We're going to hold on to Jesus. He paid the price for our sin, for Stuart's sin. He died on the cross, rose again from the dead. He rose from the dead. We know where a Christian goes. We know we have the promise of eternal life, the promise of resurrection on the last day. We know. So what we know is this. God is consistent. He has loved you. He will continue to love you. And you have this promise. We hold on to this promise because of Jesus Christ. We're going to see Stuart again. We hold on to that, my friends. Thanks for letting me share with you.
Stuart loved his family deeply. Does not mean he was the perfect son, brother, husband, or father. The man could get angry and remorseful at the drop of a hat. Very much like Mike, I knew because he usually would text me three simple words, I screwed up. And we'd talk about how he could make things right. At any sporting event that Tyler was involved in, he'd yell, whoop, whoop, to celebrate Tyler's success. Meanwhile, Jordan and Stuart would go on adventures that would always lead Jordan to ask, is this even legal? Probably not. That's right. Olivia, I wish you could have seen the look on your dad's face the day you were born. I still remember it. You were and always will be his little princess, and he loved you fiercely. So Olivia is going to come on up and share some things.
Okay, let's get this started. So if you didn't already hear, Dave introduced me. I'm Olivia, and Dad was my really weird father. So when I was younger, we used to be like BFFs. We were tight. But with my teenage angst and his stubbornness, it didn't really do very good recently. But we had a disagreement like a couple of days before he passed. And it was always funny because he'd always say, I don't care what you said. You're still my daughter. And he would say that to any of his kids, and He was the best. And he didn't know anything about soccer whatsoever. But he bought a book and he started watching the videos on YouTube. And eventually it got better. But he taught us that hard work pays off, and yeah, it does. And even though Mike said that he doesn't like the rambling, that's what I do, so. He was just good. He was a good person. I mean, of course he had his flaws, but he always apologized, and he was a really forgiving person, and I'm glad that he was my dad.
Good job, kiddo. The drive-in will not be the same. My daughter, who works out there, said she would think back over her text to Stuart calling for him to come do his security thing. It meant the world to me that he would look after my daughter. But that just proved what we all experienced. Stuart was big brother to the world. Now listen, Stuart could be evil. The man could fart. He once farted on Opal, his mother-in-law, which led her to tell him straight to his face, "You a stinky ass." Well, you know. I got close. I like my job. His nephew Jack rightly says Stuart knew how to clear out a room. Not perfect. Stuart was a sinner, just like you and me. He may not have been perfect, but he gave his life to the one who is. And the moment he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior, he could have acted like it more. But who can't? Without the grace that God gives to us, we'd have no reason to celebrate today. Only be brokenhearted forever. Now Stuart gets to be in a place that the Bible says has no sorrow, no pain, no suffering, no tears. A place where he finally gets to meet Jamie's dad. And it makes me laugh to think that Stuart has to spend eternity with Orby till we get there, and he's got to listen to Orby and I don't. So that's, you listen to all those hillbilly stories, boy. For us stuck here, it makes us face unanswerable questions. Why? God, don't you know that this isn't fair? It doesn't seem real. Why? God knows that it's not fair. Because here's one of the things that I've learned in my own life. God watched his own son die unfairly, way too soon. When you feel angry about this or upset about this, just tell God. He knows what you're thinking anyway. Yell at him. But trust that someday he can bring purpose to this pain, like he has mine, over and over again. You need to know the same saving grace that Stuart and so many in this room has found. Want to see him again? Know the same Jesus that Stuart and I do. You can too experience the reality of Stuart's favorite song. arise, my love.
Feet as they guarded the grave.